Well, if you can't make time for your family, for your children, then you may want to review whatever you're doing in and with your life. Believe me, nothing else is more important. Two Facebook posts over the past few days have led me to a reiteration of this point of view. A friend posted pictures of an ice cream date with his 10-year-old son. He confessed that he wished he had done more of this while promising that he would make more time for his son. Another friend, who has recently taken up an assignment overseas, wished his daughter a happy 16th birthday this morning. She lives in Delhi and he lives in Tokyo. He apologized for not being with her today. I'm not going to talk about the choices my friends are making. I know from my own experience how it feels when your children have suddenly grown up and you have taken off to lead your own life and they are taking off to lead their own lives. You've been busy earning a living in the garb of building your career and saving up for the family. And then you suddenly find that your children are setting off on their own life journeys. 8 years ago, when our 18-year-old son left for the US to take up an undergraduate program at the University of Chicago, I felt tormented. I was actually heartbroken by the realization that I had not seen him grow up at all. That night, I was overcome by guilt and grief. I carried a lot of it in me for a long, long time until I decided to forgive myself. I did make up by being available for my daughter during her years in high school and college. But none of what I did or how I felt could turn back time and help me go back to being a young parent again or get my children to be young enough to make time for me. An excuse we constantly give ourselves for not being able to devote quality time for the family is that our work is very demanding. Well, I'm sure you give yourself the same excuse. Honestly, every corporate soldier that is slaving out there is thinking of and is keen to attain a work-life balance. But that's where it stops, my friends, and remains. It just remains a thought. The intention never gets actualized. I've learned again from hard experience that life is not going to make time for you. You have to make time for yourself and your family. You may want to begin by reviewing your life along these five factors that suck up your time. This is not an exhaustive list, but it's a list that I have come up from my own experience. So point number one, if you are, as a manager, working for more than 8 hours a day, that includes checking mail, responding to mails, taking conference calls from other time zones and whatnot, then one or several of these conditions are true. A, you're a poor decision maker. B, you're just horribly organized. C, your boss is inefficient. D, your subordinates are inefficient. And E, all of the above. Point number two, please don't take your smartphone to the dining table and don't wake up looking at it. Put it off or on silent mode and leave it away from you while at home. Designate times while at home when you will check your phone for calls and mails. 3. When with the family, be with the family. And I underline be with the family. Point number 4. When at work, work. Don't be distracted. Don't fritter away your time in wasteful, unplanned stuff. It's simple, but it often misses many of us. And the last point, point number 5. Have the courage to say no to unproductive meetings or attending meetings whose agenda can be completed over mail, or at least your contribution / input can be shared over email. Think about it. This last point is very important. All of us get sucked into meetings that we should not have been there in the first place. The truth is that whenever you say you don't have time or the choice to do what you want to do with your life, you are actually admitting that you don't know how to live intelligently. Sorry, but this is the truth. Recognize, my dear friends, that your life is ticking away. You will die sooner or later. If you don't live doing what's important now, you probably will die wondering what all those meaningless hours spent at work, being frightfully busy with no time for anyone, even for yourself, yet having achieved nothing great. What all that time was really all about. So make that time for living your life your way.